You're listening to SBS News.
In the United States, the Biden administration says it is confident mandating COVID vaccinations or weekly tests for workers in large companies will be upheld in court. A U.S. federal appeals court has cited what it calls grave statutory and constitutional issues with the requirement. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says it's an effort to keep workers safe at work.
Look, these vaccine requirements have been litigated up and down the courts all over the country. State requirements, for example, one in Maine. And every single court before this one ruled that they were valid. The Supreme Court has turned back several times already various efforts to enjoin other vaccine requirements. I'm quite confident that when this finally gets fully adjudicated, not just a temporary order,
right,
the validity of this requirement will be upheld. It's common sense, Chuck. If OSHA can tell people to wear a hard hat on the job,
right,
to be careful on chemicals, it can put in place these simple measures to keep our workers safe.
The United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth District ruling comes after numerous Republican-led states filed legal challenges against the new rule due to take effect on the 4th of January next year and applying to companies with at least 100 employees. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says the rule applies to 84.2 million workers at 1.9 million private sector employers. The Biden administration's various vaccine rules cover 100 million employees. That's about two-thirds of the entire U.S. workforce. Data released by Johns Hopkins University shows the cumulative total of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S. has passed 46 million and that the death toll has now reached 754,000. For migrants living in limbo in Mexico's northern border city of Tijuana, the relaxation of U.S. border restrictions on Monday brings back hopes of a new beginning in the United States. The new rules come into effect 20 months after the United States shut crossings for non-essential trips. Guatemalan migrant Andrea Morales is living in Tijuana with her two small children. She said she will try to cross the border on Monday as her living conditions there are not good.
I will try it if it opens on Monday. I have to try because there's a lot of bad stuff here.
The new rules specify that only foreigners who have received World Health Organization-approved vaccines can enter the U.S. by land, air, or sea. Some Hungarians eager to travel there are deeply disappointed. Judith Molnar, managing director of OTP Travel and president of the Association of Hungarian Travel Agencies, explains.
Obviously, those passengers who have received the Sputnik vaccine are not happy about the measures as they are unable to travel at the moment. These travelers are saying they really hope the situation will change and that the United States will accept the Sputnik vaccine. There are many people who would like to travel, and in Hungary, many people were vaccinated with Sputnik.
Those who received Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Sinopharm and Sinovac vaccines are permitted to travel to America. In Greece, queues formed outside shops in Athens on the first day of new restrictions to curb soaring coronavirus infections, which require the unvaccinated to have negative COVID-19 tests. COVID-19 infections in Greece hit a new daily high almost every day in November, prompting authorities to announce new measures on the 2nd of November. They also restrict access to cafes and restaurants, including those with outdoor seating, state services and banks, to those who are either vaccinated or have a negative test. British tourist Peter Jones says people should get used to restrictions.
I think the governments need to do something before winter. People have maybe become a bit complacent, having two vaccines and people aren't always wearing their masks. Will it be enough to get through the winter? Probably not. I think we're going to be with COVID for a couple of years, so we just got to get used to it, huh?
Greece has had nearly 775,000 infections since the pandemic began last year. Some 16,200 people have died. Around the world, there have been almost 250 million COVID-19 infections, over 5 million deaths, and almost 7.3 billion vaccine doses administered. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.